7 lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Heyombeis, and Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel that there are three cases where Shomon Lehen HaShvach U'malon Oysen B'damim, and one of the examples was Bal Choyv Lekeach, and as we explained, the case was if Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon Bachrayis, and Shimon has a lien against Reuven's properties, and Reuven sells the property to Levi, and then Shimon comes to collect his property from Levi, since Reuven doesn't have any other assets, so the din is that if Levi improved this kaka, so Shimon has to compensate Levi for these improvements, but Levi cannot demand that Shimon allow him to keep part of his property for payment, and instead Shimon has to compensate Levi by paying the value of these improvements using money. And on this case, the Gemara continues, and Amalei Ravina Ravashi, and Ravina says to Ravashi, Mia Mishmuel Balchoyv Lekech Yov Leishvach, that how could it be that you're telling me that Shmuel holds that when a Balchoyv goes and takes a property from the Lekech, that the Balchoyv has to compensate the Lekech for his Shvach that he added to this field? But Shmuel stated, the Balchoyv collects the actual improvements, and as Rashi says, and he's not responsible to pay the Lekeach for those improvements, and the Lekeach will actually lose out. And it seems to be a stira in the words of Shmuel, and the Gemara answers Amalei that Rabashi responds to Ravino, Loi Kasha, that's not Shver, Kam Bishvach HaMegir LeKasafayim, that in the first member that we had, where Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Shloisha Shomel HaNashvach, Umal HaSinodomim, and we said Balchoyv Lekeach, that is talking about a case where the tefuah that the lekeach already planted was already ready to be cut, and as Rashi says, "Kagoyin tefuah shegod lekol tzarka," and certainly the balchoyev has to either give the tefuah to the lekeach or yidomer, or he has to pay for its value. However, the kan b'shvach she'im agil lekasafayim, and in the memory of Shmuel that Ravina just brought down, that Shmuel stated balchoyev goyves hashvach, and he doesn't have to compensate the lekeach. That is talking about a scenario where the balchoyev came and collected the sada, and the improvements are not ready to be picked, and therefore, the Balchoyv doesn't have to compensate the Lekeach. And the Pashtas, the Loshin HaMagil HaKasafayim, seems to be mashma that these stalks of grain are so tall that it reaches a person's shoulders. However, the Tosfos Rid actually says, Pirish, Pirishim V'Sholim, that these Pirish are so ripe for Gil Olicha B'Kasafayim, and therefore it reached the time those that would harvest the wheat would cut the grain and would carry it on their shoulders. And Ayin Tosfos Dibur Maslo Shvach HaMagil HaKasafayim, where he brings down from Rashi, Kan Pirish HaKuntras Kagoyin Tua Shagadl Kol Tzacha, is talking about those pears that still need the kaka in order to grow. Based on a question that Tais has in Rashi, therefore Tais at the bottom of it brings two different pshatim. And in his first pshat, he explains that tzrichim l'ksefayim is referring to anything which will eventually be cut off the ground and you'll carry away on your shoulders. For example, any pears, and even those pears that still tzrichim l'kaka, for example, even pagan or baisa. And feed this pshat of Tais, then when the Gemara talks about shvach she'ena megil l'ksefayim, that's the kind of shvach that's in the kaka itself, and it was improvement to land. For example, if the lekeach improved the land by plowing it or by fertilizing it, and this is not a shvach that will ever be cut off of the land. And then Taisa continues and brings the pshat of Rabbeinu Tam that shvach hamegil l'ksefayim is referring to that shvach that comes because of a person's amelis and his tircha. And lefi zeh, the lashon of hamegil l'ksefayim is referring to the toil that the lekeach put in using his shoulders. And when we speak about shvach she'ena megil l'ksefayim, according to Rabbeinu Tam, we're talking about that shvach that comes by itself without any tircha. And for example, if you had a palm tree and it gets bigger, and therefore the sada went up in value. And the Gemara now continues, Amalei, so Ravina responds to Ravashi, that you can't tell me that that's the chiluk between the two members of Shmuel based on shvach hamegil l'ksefayim or shvach she'ena megil l'ksefayim. As v'maisim l'chol yoyim, we have stories every single day where people came to a din Torah, the k'mag b'shmuel afilu shvach hamegil l'ksefayim, and Shmuel paskin that the b'chayim could collect from the lekeach even shvach hamegil l'ksefayim, and he didn't require the Balchoyv to pay anything to the Lekeach. Because of this question, Amalei, so Rav Ashi now responded to Ravina, that Loi Kasha, that's not Shver, that in the Chanami doesn't make a difference if the Shvach was Megil Ksefayim or was Shvach She'in Megil Ksefayim. And we continue on Daf Tzadik Vav and Alf, and the Chil between the two members of Shmuel is, Hod Masik Be Kashir Ara Vishvacha, Hod Loi Masik Be El Kashir Ara. That in the second member of Shmuel, where he said, Balchoyv Goyves HaShvach, that is referring to a scenario where Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, and the field that Reuven sold to Levi was only worth $750, and then Levi went and improved the sada, and now the sada together with its improvements is worth $1,000. So in that case, when Shimon comes to collect the sada together with its improvements, he will collect the entire amount from Levi, and he won't have to pay Levi for its improvements. However, in the first memo that Rav Nachman brought from Shmuel, that in the case of a Balchoyv Lekeach, we be Shomon Lo Yashvach, Umalon Eisei B'damim, that is talking about a scenario where Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, Shimon. Then Reuven sold the Sada to Levi, which was actually worth $1,000, and Levi went and improved the Sada, and now the Sada is worth $1,500 together with its improvements. And the Chiddush of Shmuel in that case is that when Shimon comes to collect the $1,000 that he's owed from Reuven, and he comes to collect it from Levi, and certainly Shimon will come and collect the entire Sada, which is worth $1,000, and the improvements that are on the Sada, which are worth another $500, Shimon will also be able to take that from Levi, and it doesn't make a difference if it's Shvach HaMegil HaKsafim or if it's Shvach She'in Megil HaKsafim, and Shimon will have to compensate Levi for the $500 of improvements that Levi made to this land. And the Gemara continues that Amalei Ravina responds and asks Rav Ashi that Honich Lamada Amai Yis Lezuz Lekech Le Motzi Misalak Le Lebal Choyev Shapir. Ravina is bringing in a case in a Machlekes Amroyim that we have in Mesechus Ksubis on Daf Tzadik Aleph and Beis, and there's Machlekes if a Bal Choyev comes to Lekech and tries to collect his lien for a pre-existing debt, and Lekech says to the Bal Choyev that instead of giving you this kaka, I want to pay off the debt of Reuven. And Ravina therefore asks Rav Ashi that Bishlem, according to the Manda Omar, that the Lekech cannot be Mistalik the Bal Choyev with money, so we need to look at a Bal Choyev that has a lien on a piece of kaka as if he's already the owner of this kaka, and therefore when the Lekech made improvements on this land, it's as if he was Yerul Tech Stechavegri, and he made improvements on the land of the Bal Choyev, and the Lekech therefore will receive money for the improvements that he made, but will not be entitled to the kaka, and therefore it could make sense in the case of Leimasik Ba El Kashir Ara that the Bal Choyev would have to pay the Lekech for his improvements, and the Lekech cannot demand a piece of kaka from the Bal Choyev, and he would not be entitled to any kaka. Vino continues, El Lamanda Oma, but according to the Manda Oma Mesech Lechsubas, the Isle Zuz Lekech, Matsu Misak Le Bal Choyev, that if Lekech has money, he could tell the Bal Choyev, I don't want you to take my kaka, and instead I'll pay you money for it. So Leimalei, let the Lekech tell the Bal Choyev, I have a Lezuz, I have Misakin Lech Bekuliara, if I would have money, then you wouldn't even be able to take any of my kaka, as I would pay you the value of whatever your lien was. Hashta Havli Griva the Ara, Shir Shvachai, and at this point, while it's true, I don't have money, and therefore I can't pay you off in order not to take my kaka, and you definitely have a right to take some of the kaka. Ultimately, I did improve this kaka, and this kaka is now worth more than your actual lien, and more than the amount that you lent to Reuven, and therefore, instead of giving me cash, I want you to give me a small piece of land. And the svara is that since the Lekech can be misalked the Bal Choyev with money, so we see the Bal Choyev isn't considered the actual owner of the Sada at this point, and prior to collecting the lien. And Lekech, how can you explain that Shmuel is teaching us that in the case of Bal Choyev Lekech, that we would evaluate the Shvach that Lekech added to this Kaka, and Malan Oysu Bedomim, and then he wouldn't be able to go and collect Kaka, and instead will have to take a payment of cash. Lekech should be able to force the Bal Choyev to let him keep a piece of this land. And the Gemara continues, Amalei, so Rav Ashi responded to Ravina that Hachem Ba'iskin and Kagoyin, the Shavi Nele Apoitiki, the Amalei, Lohi Lechoparein El Mizeh. And when Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, he did not give him a general lien and say that all my Nechosim should be Achrei for you, and then afterwards you have to go and collect. But instead, Reuven actually gave him a specific lien, and he gave him an Apoitiki and said, Apoitahekoi, that this is where you should be able to collect your lien from, and he gave him that specific lien that the Lekech eventually bought. And in a case where Bal Choyev has an Apoitiki, and there is a specific lien that he had a lien against, in that case, all would agree, even if the Lekech would have money, he would not be able to misalkle the Bal Choyev, he would not be able to force the Bal Choyev to take money, and the Bal Choyev could force the Lekech to give him the kaka, and therefore, even prior to the Bal Choyev coming and trying to collect this land from Lekech, we look at this land as if it's owned completely by the Bal Choyev, and therefore the Lekech was Yeril Techsteu, and he came into the son of the Bal Choyev, and he made these improvements, and therefore the Lekech doesn't have a right to ask for kaka, and instead he'll get a payment of money, at least in the case of Loi Masik Be'el Kashir Ara, as we explained. And before we continue, let's remember that we had a three-way machlekes between Rameya, Rabbi Huda, and Rab Shimon as to a gazlin that stole metaltlin, and then there was a shvach that came onto that behemoth after the fact and after he stole this item. And as we saw, that even if you hold that Shinui is koina, Rameya says that the gazlin still has to return not only the actual item they stole, but even the shvach as shloyehei choyte nischar, and this is based on takanas chachamim and a knas of the chachamim. And we saw that Rabbi Huda hold that the entire shvach belongs to the gazlin. We saw that Rab Shimon held that really the entire shvach should go to the nigzal, and it seems that Rab Shimon hold that shinui is not koina. However, since the gazlin created the shvach, therefore the gazlin should receive compensation mechzel l'shlish l'viya, which will be dependent on location and the minig hamakim. The Gemara continues. Rava states gazel v'shpiach u'macha. If Reuven stole metaltlin and then he improved it and then he sold it, or he stole metaltlin and he improved it, and the gazlin now dies and his children inherit his nechasim, mashe shpiach u'macha, mashe shpiach u'rish, then the din is that the one who buys it has a right to the Shvach, and his children also will have a right to the Shvach and to the improvements. And certainly this member cannot be Lefi Shitas Rameo, as according to Rameo, not only do you have to return the actual item to the Nigzal, but we Knasu Shalei Chayti Nischa, and even all of the improvements would go to the Nigzal, and therefore the buyer or the Yorshim would not receive the improvements. And Rashi and Diba Maschal Mashiach Shpiach Mocha states, V'shokal Lekech, Mechzai Shlish Arviya V'chein Yerish, and therefore the Lekech would get exactly what the seller would get, and he would get Mechzai Shlish Arviya, depending on the Minig HaMokim, V'chein Yerish, and the same dinner would be for Yerish, as they take the place of the Gazlin. And of course, this Pshat of Rashi is going with Fear of Shimon. Then Rashi continues, Inami, or we could say that we're talking about a case where this Shinui was a Shina Chizal B'yasai, and therefore it wasn't a full-fledged Shinui D'Raisa, and it was only a Shinui D'Rabbanon. And as we saw in that Tzadik Gimel Beis, that Abaye explained on Mishnah, that in the case of Shinui D'Rabbanon, the Rabbanon made a Takonis HaShavim, the Gazlin could keep the Shvach, as otherwise he would not return the Gzela, and therefore in our case, the Gazlin would be able to keep the entire Shvach, as Rashi says, Kul Shvacha K'mastisim P'lei Takonis HaShavim K'lamor L'El B'Shmaitza K'maisa, and since the Gazlin would be able to keep all the Shvach, therefore the Lekeach and the Yerush would also be able to keep the entire Shvach. Bnei Yeshua is bothered that why did Rashi have to go back to the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Gimel Beis and explain the second side according to Shita V'Abaye, if L'Chayra he could have explained the Al Gemara based on the Machlekes between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, and according to Rabbi Shimon you get a Mechzai Shlish Arviya, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, since it was a full-fledged Shinui, therefore certainly the Gazlin would keep all of the Shvach according to Rabbi Yehuda, therefore the Lekeach and the Yerush that comes based on the Gazlin's position, they would also be able to keep all of the Shvach, and Ayin and Pnei Yeshua as to why Rashi didn't bring this Pshat. And the Gemara continues, by Rava asked the following Shaila, Shpiach Lekech Mao, if Reuven stole an item that was Metaltlin, and then he sold it to Shimon, and then Shimon goes and improves this item, what would be the din? And the Gemara states, Busted by Hadda Pashta, that after Rava asked the Shaila, he was Pashta to Shaila, and he said, Mam Machu Shil Shani, calls Chushatav Layadai, that Reuven sold to Shimon all the Schusim that Reuven would have had, and since if Reuven would have improved this item, then according to Rav Shimon, he would get Lebechzel Shlishal Raviya, and according to Abaya, then the Takonis HaShavim, and Reuven would get the entire Shvach, therefore the same din would apply to the Lekeach. Although we explained the Gemara just now, according to both Stodim of the previous Rashi, however in Rashi Dilu Maskel, calls Chusha Tavid Leodai, he only explains our Gemara according to the Shita of Shimon, and Ayin the Mefarshim, who discussed this point as well. And the Gemara continues, by Rava had the following Shaila, Hishbiach Revichav Mao, and the Gemara's Havmin is that the Goy actually stole this item, and then he improved the item, and what would be the din relevant to Evichavim? And Amalei Rav Acha B'Difti Ravina, so Rav Acha B'Difti said to Ravina, Takantel Evichavim Neku V'Navid, you think the Rabbanon would make a Takonis HaShavim for the benefit of Evichavim? Certainly not, and therefore certainly the Evichavim would have to return the entire amount, and would also have to return the Shvach. And the Gemara continues, Amalei, so Ravina responds back to Rav Acha B'Difti, Leitzricha Kogoyin Dezavni L'Yisrael, that the case was that the Goy stole this item, and then sold it to a Jew, and now the Jew improves this item, and the question is, do we have the Takonis HaShavim or not? And the Gemara is safe, Habba Machbasei V'Chavim, Harei Ukoi V'Chavim, and ultimately this Jew is only here based on the fact that he bought this item from a Goy, and therefore he should get the din of the Goy that stole this item, and certainly we don't have this Takonis HaShavim for the Goy, and therefore certainly this Jew should have to return the entire Shvach to the Nigzal. The Gemara therefore says, Leitzricha Kogoyin DeGozli Yisrael, that really what happened was that a Jew actually stole this item, V'Zavnin Elei V'Shpicha V'Chavim, and then he actually sold it to a Goy, and the Goy improved this item, and now the Goy went and sold it to Yisrael. In this case, the Rav has a Shaila, Mai, what is it in? Mi Amrina, Kivin Mikar Yisrael, Bahad Yisrael, since originally it was stolen by a Jew, now at this point, the Jew also has in his Rishus, Av Rabban Takanta, therefore the Rabban Takana would apply. Or Yidumo, what do we say? Kivin Ika Yvchavim Be'emtza, since there was a Goy that was intervening between the two Jews, Le'avdule Rabban Takanta, the Rabban did not institute Takana, and the Gemara states, Teku, and the Gemara does not respond to this question. And the Gemara continues, Amra Papa, Papa states, Hai man de gozel dikle mechavri v'kadle, if Reuven stole a palm tree from his friend by cutting it down, avagad the shadi me'arla aradi day, and even though the weight he had a kinning zela was because it fell down from the field of Shimon into Reuven's field, and at that point, Reuven was cutting the tree based on kinyanik zela, based on chatzar, and at the same time, there was a shinur that occurred at that time, as originally the palm tree was in the ground, and now it's lying on the ground, and it's not attached to the ground, and Rapapa teaches us that Leikoni, that Reuven was not koina this palm tree, and he has to return the actual palm tree to Shimon in order to be Yotzei Zechiya of a Heshavas Egzela. And Rapapa explains, my time and what is the reason, Meikara Dikla Mikri, as originally it was called a palm tree, Vashtanami Dikla Mikri, and at this point it's still called a palm tree. tree, and therefore there was no Shinui Hashem. And I entice the Divim Aschel, the Guzzle Dikla Vikotle, Avagav, the Guzzle Behim Vikotla, that even though certainly if someone steals a Behim and he kills it, Kani, that you would be Kaino, as that certainly is a Shinui, Hosam have a Shinui the Minka Tvei, and even though there was no Shinui Hashem, but a Maisa it's a major Shinui, and therefore you don't even require a Shinui Hashem. However, when cutting down a palm tree, that's not considered a major Shinui, and therefore the Gazel would not be Kaino the palm tree if there is no Shinui Hashem. Gemara continues with the second case, Dikla Vavagubi Loikani, that if Reuven stole a palm tree from Shimon and he made them into logs, then you're still not going to be Kaino. And the reason is, Hashtami is Guvi the Dikla Mikra, as at this point it's still called the logs of a palm tree, and therefore there's no Shinui Hashem. The Rajab is bothered, Vim Taimem Kain, Semma Vitsavi Nami, the Semma Tsavi Mikri, the Lachiri, when you have wool that was dyed, how can you say that you'll be Kaino if it's really called dyed wool? And the Rajab explains, the Ishlema, the Shani Hustam, the Shtanam Arisai, that is over there was different because the Semma actually changed the appearance, and therefore, once again, that's a major Shinui, and that's why even without Shinui Hashem, the Gazlan will be Kaino. The Gemara continues, Guvi Vavdin Kashuri Kani, however, if you stole logs and then you turned them into beams by smoothing them out and by cutting them to size, then you would be Kaino. And the reason is because there is a Shinui Hashem. However, Kashuri Ravi, if Reuven stole large beams of Dinu Kashuri Zutri and he cuts them down and now there's smaller beams, like Kani, that is not considered a full Kashinui as is no Shinui Hashem. And the Gemara ends off, of Dinu Kutasaisa, if you cut these beams and you create boards, then you will be Kaino. And it seems this is a case of Shinui Hashem. And the Shitum Kubetzes brings Chatichas Katanis that we're talking about very small pieces, like Chazu Afilu Kashuri Zutri, and therefore it is not even right to be used as small beams, and therefore it's mamish considered a separate item, and it's considered a Shinui Hashem. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav, Rav states, Hai man de gozel liva, Reuven stole a full lulav, a full palm branch from Shimon, Vavdinu Hutzi, and Reuven then pulled off the leaves of this lulav, and now they are loose leaves, then Kani, then Reuven will be Kaino, to be Karu Liva Mikra, as originally it was called a palm branch, Vahashta Hutzi, and now these are only called leaves, and therefore there is a Shinui Hashem. And similarly, if Reuven stole Hutzi, and he stole only the leaves of the lulav, Vavdinu Chufya, and then he tied them together and he made them into a broom, then Kani, then Reuven would be Kaina, as made Karahutzi, as originally they were leaves, Vahashta Chufya, and now it's called a broom, and therefore the Shinui Hashem, Chufya Va'avdi Shashura. If Reuven stole a broom and then he made it into a rope by braiding the piece of the broom together, like Kani, in that case you would not be Kaina. And my time, why is it? The Hadas Saslev Havi Chufya, as even if there would be a Shinui Hashem, however, this is not considered an actual Shinui because the Shinui Hachayz Lubriyasai, and once you unbraid the leaves, then it'll go back to becoming a broom. And Rashi is bothered that if we're saying that Shinui Achiz L'Briyasa is not a Shinui, so how could Rav have stated that Hutzi V'Avdin Chufya, that you are Kaino because of the Shinui Hashem, if L'Chayra, even though you made it a broom, all you have to do is untie the broom and now it'll be back to being leaves, and therefore it's a Shinui Achiz L'Briyasa. And Rashi says in Diva Masa Chufya, V'Chayla Kol Hutzi L'Shnayim D'Sulei Hadra, that the way that they would make a broom is they would take every leaf and they would split it in two, and therefore it's a Shinui D'Leichaz L'Briyasa, and since it's a full-fledged Shinui, and is also a Shinui Hashem, therefore the Gazlan would be Kaino. And the Gemara continues, Bayu Rapapa, Rapapa asks a Shaila, Nechlecha Tiyaymis Mao, if the Gazlan steals a Lulav, and then the Tiyaymis gets split, what would be the din? Would that be considered a Shinui or not? And Rashi says, Ha Tiyaymis, Kaf Taymerm Tzoya Elyoin, Tiyaymis He, that the middle and top leaf that comes out of the spine of a Lulav is called the Tiyaymis. And Rashi, Mesech the Sukkah states, Shnei Alin Elyoin, Mem Tzoyim, Sheshama Shedra Kola, Nechlu Zemi Zev, Nistaka Shedra, Ad Elyoin, Shalomatimahem. The reason why it's called Tiyaymis, Lefisha Medubakin Ketu'umim, as they're attached together like twins. And Ayin Taisis, who discusses in detail what the Tiyaymis is exactly, and of course this discussion will be very relevant to Hilchas Lulav, and Rapapa's Shaila is really that if you would say that Benigeya Hilchas Lulav, that if the Tiyaymis would split, then the Lulav would be Pasal, then we see that it is a Shinoi, and therefore the Gazel would be Pekaino. However, if Benigeya Hilchas Lulav, if it's Nechaka Tiyaymis, then the Lulav would still be Kasha, then it would not be considered a Shinoi, and therefore the Gazel would not be Kaino. And Mefarshim explained that Rapapa's Shaila was only where the Gazlan actually stole a Kasha Lulav, and now by splitting the Tiyaymis, if it becomes a Lulav that's Pasal, therefore that would be considered a Shinoi, and therefore the Gazel would be Kaino. However, if it would be a case where the Gazlan stole a Pasal Lulav that was Pasal for any other reason, then even though it was Nechlecha Tiyaymis, that would still not be considered a Shinoi, and certainly the Gazel would not be Kaino. And Tashman, the Gemara brings Raya, the Amr Amasin, Amr Bishulman Levi, the Amasin stated in the name of Bishulman Levi, Nitla Tiyaymis Pasal, that if you take off the Tiyaymis of a Lulav, then the Lulav would be Pasal. We continue on Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Beis, and the Gemara's Havmina is that the reason for the Pasal is based on Hada, and my love, who are Din L'Nechka, and therefore this Din would apply even if the leaf and the Tiyaymis were split. And therefore, we see it's considered psul, and therefore it is a shinui, and the gazel would be koina. And the Gemara answered, loi, nitla shani, da chasla, that the psul of nitla is not based on a psul of hada, but it's based on a psul of chasar, and therefore it's only when you take off the tiyamis that it becomes psul, but if it splits, it would not be psul, and therefore the gazel would not be koina. And I in Rashi, the top of the Amid, my love, who adil nechka, vikivin linim psul mifsul, the inim miknanami, shinui, vikanui, and it's not mashma like the other mifoshim that explain that we have to be talking about a kosher lulav, as even if the lulav would be pasul, Rashi seems to be saying, since if it would be a kosher lulav, it would make it pasul, therefore, even if you have a pasul lulav, ultimately this is considered shinoi, and therefore the gazel would be koina. And the Gemara continues, ikadamri, that although in the first version we came out, nechaka teyamis is not considered shinoi, and therefore the gazel would not be koina. However, we have another version where Tashma, we brought a raya, the Amra Masr, Rabbi Shul Malevi, as Rabbi Masr stated in the name of Rabbi Shul Malevi, nechaka teyamis, that if the teyamis is split, nasa kamisha, nitla, it has the same din as if the tiyamis was taken off. And it would puzzle, and in both cases it would be puzzle, and therefore shma mina, and therefore we see that in the case where the tiyamis is split, it's considered a shinoi, and therefore the gazel would be koina. And the Gemara continues and brings another member of Rav Papa. Rav Papa states, "Hi man, the gazel after mechavrei. If Reuven stole dirt from Shimon va'avde levinta and he turns it into a brick like koni, then Reuven would not be koina. My time, and what is the reason? The hadam mashvele afra as did a shina chazel brasa, because ultimately you could crush up the brick, and once again it will turn into dust and into dirt. However, Levinta va'avdei Afra, if Reuven steals a brick and he crushes it up and turns it into dirt, Kani, Reuven would be Koina. My Amrit, Dilma Hodda va'avdei Levinta, and what is going to be Taina, then maybe Reuven will once again form it into a brick. However, that is not considered Shina Chazel Briasa, as Hai Levinta Chritehu Upanam Chadashabo Lukan, as any new brick that you will make will not be considered the same brick. And as Rashi says, that Panam Chadashabo Lukan, Loy Zuhi Levina Rishaina, as you had to actually form it by itself, and you had to mix up all the cement by itself, and therefore it's completely different than the first brick. It's impossible to make the exact same brick, and it'll be either a little bit bigger or a little smaller. And the Gemara continues, Rav Papa states, if Reuven stole a metal silver bar from Shimon and he turns it into coins, then Reuven will not be koina. And my time was the reason, because because ultimately you could take the coins and you could turn it back into a silver bar, and therefore it's a shina chazal briasa. And Rashi is bothered that when we're discussing bricks, we said that panam chadash ba'olukan can't be the exact same size, and therefore it is a shinoi. So l'chayr, in the case of the silver bars, l'chayr we should also say that panam chadash ba'olukan. And Rashi says that ino de makbid al revua v'tikuna el shteicha ticha ba'alma, that b'negei silver bars, that a person not makbid to have an exact shape and to have exact size. And a person just wants to buy and wants to have silver bars. Therefore, since you could take this coin and turn it back into a silver bar, it is considered shina chazal b'yasai, and it's not considered panam chadashais. And Rav Papa continues, zuzi v'avdinu naskal koni, that if Reuven steals coins and he turns it into a silver bar, then Reuven would be koina and it's considered shinoi. And my amrit hada avadu zuzi, and if you're going to tell me it's considered shina chazal b'yasai, as you could go and turn this back into coins, panam chadash b'olakan, once again, this would be considered a brand new coin, and therefore, it would be considered a full-fledged shinoi. And Rav Papa states, "Shchimi v'avdinu chadti loykadi," that if Reuven steals a black and dirty coin, and Reuven then shines a coin and makes it look like new loykani, then he would not be koina. Once again, this is shina chizal b'yasa, because eventually it will be dirty once again. However, chadti v'avdinu shchimi koni, if Reuven steals a new coin and the coin then becomes tarnished, then he is koina. And my amir, and what are you going to tell me? Hada avlu chadti, that he could go and reshine it, and therefore it should be a shina chizal b'yasa, and he should not be koina. However, made the idea shechmayu, certainly even if you polish this coin, it will never get back to its original state, and it will never be as nice as it was when it was brand new, and therefore it's not considered shina chazal b'yasai, and the gazel would be koina. And ayin and top tesis dir maschel va'avdi zuzi loy koni, that if Reuven stole a silver bar and he turned it into a coin, Reuven would not be koina. Zok tesis dafka avdi zuzi, that we're only talking about a case where he made it into a coin, aval osam in anaschel kli, however if he made out of a silver bar a kli, kagoyin kaishel kesef koni, in that case he would be koina. Afagav the hada avle naskal, even though you could take that silver cup and melt it down and recreate a silver bar, doligarim in a sarva asan kelim, this would be no different than someone taking a board and making a kli. Avazuzi levena ain't teres chashivas alein kolkach. However, when taking a silver bar and making a coin out of it, or taking dirt and making bricks, that's not considered a major chashivas. Therefore, since it's a shina chazal b'yasai, we do not consider it a valid shinoi, and the gazel would not be koina. And the Gemara continues, continues and quotes from the last line of the Mishnah on that tzadik gimel beis, and the Mishnah says zeh klal, this is general kol agazon mishalman kishas agzila, and the Gemara is bothered that l'chayr, why are we saying that this is a general rule and what are we trying to include if l'chayr we gave multiple cases of the Mishnah, and the Gemara asks lasui mai, what is this coming to include, and the Gemara states lasui hadam rabbi loy, this is coming to include the case of rabbi loy that gun of tlev and asa ayil, if Reuven stole a lamb and once a lamb is 13 months and 1 day old it becomes a ram, or eagle v'nasa shah, or he stole a calf and once the calf is 2 years old in 1 day it is now called an ox, nasa shino b'yad v'konoi, that is considered shinoi, and therefore Reuven will be koina, and therefore tavach ha'macha shaloi tebech shaloi umecha, that if he goes and shechs this animal or sells the animal, then the ganav would only be chayiv to pay kefal, and he would not be chayiv to pay dal v'hei, as the ganav was already koina b'shinoi, and therefore shaloi tebech and shaloi umecha. Ayin Rashi divu maschol nasa shino b'yad v'konoi, when Rashi says that the ganav would be koina l'kach for this din, dim tavach ha'macha shaloi tebech shaloi umecha, they mishalim el kefal. However, it's muchach from Rashi that Rashi seems to hold that even though it's considered shinoi b'negeya tficha mechira, but it's not enough of a shinoi, and the gazan would have to return this animal ben to the original owner, and we would still have the din of a heshves exegla asher gozal. I am a mafarshim who discussed this Rashi, and the Gemara continues that who gavre the gozal padatur mechavre. There was a person who stole a pair of oxen from his friend Ozel Karbu Karva, and then Reuven who stole these oxen went and plowed his field. And then the gana put seeds in the ground and zarabu zara, and then he planted these seeds by using these oxen. And once again, he took these oxen and he went through the field in order to cover up the seeds with the dirt. And once again, he used the oxen they stole in order to perform this malacha, l'seif adrinal mari. And then the end result, Reuven went and returned the oxen to the original owner, and he was mekayim the mitzvah of heshves exila shegazal. And the Gemara tells us, also come into Rav Nachman, so they came in front of Nachman, Amalun, he said to them, zilu shumu shvacha de ashbach, and we have to go evaluate the amount of improvements and the amount of value that these oxen added to Reuven's field, and Reuven would be responsible to pay that amount to the nigzal as well. And this is similar to the dinner we had from our mayor, that we make it that konah that the gazan even has to pay for the shvach shaloi hechayti nischar. And Amalei Rava, so Rava said back to Rav Nachman, turi ashbach arloi ashbach, how can you require the gazan to pay for the full shvach of his field? Then certainly we know that the oxen that go and plow a field is not the only reason why this field goes up in value, is also based on the land itself, and therefore Rava says to Rav Nachman that how can you paskin that the gazel would have to pay for the full value of the increase of the land? And Omar and Rav Nachman said back to Rava, mi kamina nishai mekule palgu kamina, I certainly didn't mean that you should go and evaluate the entire increase of the value of the land, I only meant to say that you should evaluate what 50% of the value of the land increase, the gazel should pay that amount to the nigzal. The Gemara continues that Omar lay, so Rava said back to Rav Nachman, seif zeif kzeilahu, l'maisa, this is a case of kzeilah, v'kahadra be'ino, and we know the din is that the person has to return the actual animal, and we don't pass like Ramea, and therefore you don't return any increase in value, and that would belong to the gazlan. In Vitnan, and we learned in our Mishnah, kol ha-gazlan, mishalma kishas ha-gzeilah, that all gazlanim pay based on the time of gzeilah, and you don't pay for any increase in value, and the gazlan's not chayiv to pay for any improvements. And Omalei and Rav Nachman responded to Rava, lo yamin al-cha, didn't I already tell you, ki yasivdom bedinna, when I'm sitting in a dintera, lo yitemali midi, you should not disrupt me, and you should not tell me anything, da omahun chavrin aloi, as Huna, our friend, said about me, ano shvamalka achoy bedina, that me and shvamalka, referring to Shmuel, are considered brothers in dini Torah, and we're on the same level, a hainish gazlon atiku, and I know that this person is a gazlan that is always stealing, and he's an old gazlan, who will be in a dick to say, and therefore, although the din is that generally you would not have to pay the fish shvach, as we don't pass like Ramea, however, I felt specifically in this case, since his gazlan was an old gazlan, and this is something that he keeps doing, therefore, I felt that I had to class him, and I required him to pay for 50% of the improvement of his land, since the oxen that he stole helped out and caused the shvach. In the Rashbam in Bava Basra states, Shvar Malka Umanu Shmuel, this refers to Shmuel, Ulfish Allah Kamaisa Bedinim, and since Allah follows Shmuel by Dinim, Karle Hachi, Vushem Shamalach Paras, and this is the name of a king of Persia, and therefore we said that Shmuel is like a king, that all of his Dinim are correct, and we have to follow all his rulings. And the Gemara used the Lashon of Padna Turei, and is referring to a pair of oxen, and Rashi says, Tagub Shal Tzem Baka, or Padan Aram, the same applies to the name of Padan Aram, Al Shem Shishnei Aram Havi, as there were two different cities called Aram, Aram Narayim V'Aram Tzeva, and therefore was called Padan Aram, the twin cities of Aram. Now that we see that Rav Nachman had a reason to knas this gazlan, so it could be that Rav Nachman really knas the gazlan, that he has to pay for the full increase in value, and he actually wouldn't only require him to pay for 50%. And why didn't Rav Nachman respond respond to Rava previously in this way, and the Chayyav, Rav Nachman, would actually say this, he would actually at least be going like the Shita Rameya that knas the ganav and required the ganav to pay back the full profitability. And we continue with the new Mishnah, Gozo Behem Veskino, Avodim Veskinoi, Mishalim Kishas Exedla. If Ruven steals an animal and it gets older, or he steals Avodim and it gets older, and therefore they deteriorate, and this is a Shino Deloy Hadra and it's Loy Chazal Lebriyasa, and therefore the Talakama holds that Shino is Koina, both by a case of a Behemoth as well as an Eved, and Yem Mishalim Kishas Exedla. The Mishnah continues, Rameo Eimer, however, Rameo states, and let us remember then the Gemara's Maskona Daf Tzadik Heim and Aleph, we come out, the Rameo holds that Shino is generally Koina, however, he still argues in the Tanakama, and he holds, Bavodim Eimer Le'eri Shal Cholofanecha, that although I agree with the Tanakama, Benegea Behemoth Veskino, that that's considered a Shinoi, and Shino is Koina, and therefore Mishalim Kishas Exedla, but I disagree with the Tanakama regarding Avodim, as I hold that Avodim is Hukushal Kakois, and as we know, that Kaka in Nixelis, and therefore she does not Koina by Kaka, and therefore she is not Koina by an Eved either, and therefore even though the Eved went down in value, the Gazlan could go and give the Eved back to the Nixal and say, Arishal Cholofanecha, even though at this point he's not giving him back the value of the Eved at the time of the Xela, as Lamaisa is a Kiyam of Heshavas Xela, Asher Gozal. The Mishnah continues, Gozumat Beyav Nizdak, if Reuven steals a coin and it cracks, or Peris Verkivoi, or he stole Peris and the fruits rot, or Yayim Hechbitz, or he stole wine and it became vinegar, and therefore in all these cases there was a hezek nikar. Since there was a shinui, therefore the gazel was koina through shinui, and therefore mishalm kishas agzela, and the gazel would have to pay back based on the time agzela, and the gazel would actually lose out since the value of the item that he stole certainly went down in value. And ayin bach, we adds into Rashi a case of a hechmitz where the wine turned into vinegar, nami nishtane recho v'taymoi, even if the mara of the ayin and chemitz was similar, and therefore it's not a shina nikar. However, zok Rashi that lemaisis nishtane recho v'taymoi, and therefore loymatz lememalei harishal cholofanecha. And the Mishnah continues, however, matbeya v'nifsel, if Reuven stole a coin and now became unusable as this currency is no longer in use in circulation, truma v'tmeis, or he stole truma and then the truma became tamei and now you can't use it, or chametz for avol or pesach, or he stole chametz and now pesach came and the chametz became asbana, or behema v'nevda ba'avera, or Reuven stole an animal and naver was done with this animal, and Rashi says nivas or nevda, either someone was mizana with the animal or was used for avodah zarah and it was only one aid, and therefore it wasn't chayiv to be killed, and it wasn't chayiv skila, or even if the animal developed a mum nikol keduka shabayin, as the Bach states, and finally, or this animal is being taken out for skila, as there were two aidin that this shar was a shar niskal, as either it killed a person or it was nirvas, and therefore it's chayiv skila. And lemaisa, in all these cases, and even in the case of nifsal malgav mizbeach, in a case where the mum was in a nikol, these shinuyim were not shinuyim nikarim, and therefore it's not considered a valid shinui, and the gazlan was not koina, and therefore imaloya rachel chalafanecha, so the gazlan could tell the nigzal, here is the item that I stole from you, and even though it went down in value, the gazlan would be oitzer his chiyav v'heishav esagzeila shegazal. Keep in mind, Rashi says, peturin dechol behemis lavlu mizbeach kaimi, and this Rashi makes sense based on the girsa that the Bach has in Rashi in Diva Masel shenifsel me'agav mizbeach. The Mishnah is talking about a mum nikol kedukin shabayin, and even so, the gazlan could return this animal to the nigzal, and the nigzal can't say that you acquainted with shinoi because it's shinoi nikar, and therefore you can't return this animal to me because it's not as valuable as before because I can't bring it on the mizbeach. And the Mishnah teaches us that the nigzal cannot make this taina to the gazlan because it's not standard for a person to bring a carbon on the mizbeach, and since most behemoths are not brought on the mizbeach, therefore it is not considered a diminution in the value of the animal. And the Gemara begins when the Mishnah gave an example of an animal or an eved that deteriorated and it was a shina d'loy hadra. The Mishnah specifically gave examples of gazal behemoth v'skino and avodim v'skinoi, and Amar Papa, Papa says lo yiskina eskina mamish, that when the Mishnah spoke about an animal or behemoth getting older, it doesn't mean that dafka got older al afilu kachasha, but it's even talking about a case where it deteriorated or became weaker. And the Gemara is v'hanan eskina tzan, but the Maisa Mishnah said that the behemoth got older, and the Gemara answers Amri kachasha kagoyin eskina, that the Mishnah is teaching us that the only time that you acquaint the animal or the eved and your mishalim kashas exela is only when it becomes weaker, which is similar to the case of when it got older, the lehadabari, and it's a case where it's a shino lechazal b'yasa, and he won't get better. However, if the animal would be able to get better, then that would not be considered a shinoi, and therefore the gazel would be able to return the animal. He would not have to be mishalim kashas exela, which is of course a higher price. The Gemara continues, omalei ma'akashisha b'ridra of chister of ashid, Shmeid Makashisha, the son of Rav Chissa, said to Rav Ashi, Hachi Kama Mishmeid Rabbi Echran, this is what's stated in the name of Rabbi Echran, Afilu Gonav Tala Venasa Ayel, that even if someone steals a lamb and it becomes a ram, or Eagle Venasa Shor, he stole a calf and it becomes an ox, Nasa Shinu Biyadu Vekonoi, we would consider it as Shinui, therefore at least been engaged to Dinah Tvicha Mechira, Tavach Macha, Shaloy Tavach, Shaloy Mecha. Really, this din is the same din that we learned out from the last case of the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Gimel Beis that stated, Zaklal Kala Gazlona Mishalm Kishasa Gzela, and we saw beforehand that we brought this din down from Rabbi Law, and the Gemara therefore tells us that Amalei, the Rabbi Ashi said back to Makashisha, Braid Rav Chista, Lava Minulcha, didn't I already tell you, Loi Tachlov Gavri, that you should be careful when you say over members, and you shouldn't mix up who said the member, Hahu Mishmeid Rabbi Loim, that this member was stated in the name of Rabbi Law, and not in the name of Rabbi Echran. Why this Gemara is actually in this spot, and it should have been before the Mishnah, and some explain that the Pshat is that the Gemara is trying to show us how careful we have to be as far as who said a specific member. This is therefore a Hakdama to the next Gemara, where we will see that there's going to be a Machlekes as to what the Gersa is in our Mishnah, and what the Chacham say, and what Rav Meir actually stated. And the Gemara continued that we saw Machlekes in our Mishnah in the case of Gazal Behem Viskino, Avodah Viskino, that the Tanakhama says in both cases, Mishalom Kishas Agzela, as Shina is Kaino, and Lefida Tanakhama, we are not Makish Avodim to Kaka, and therefore Shina is Kaino even by an Eved, and even though Kaka in Exelis, Rameya argues with the Gay Avodim, as he holds that when Makish Avodim to Kaka, and Kaka is in Exelis, and therefore by Avodim, Oimele Arishal Chalafanecha, and you would not be Kaino with Shinoi. And the Gemara states, Omar Chanina Bavdimi, Omar Rav, Halok Rameya, the Rav passing like Rameya, and the Gemara asks, for Rav Shavag Rabbanim, Ovak Rabbaya, how could it be the Rav would leave the Rabbanim's opinion, and he would pass like Rameya? And the Gemara states, Amri, Mishnah Braisa Ibchatanya, and the reason why the Chachamim passed like Rameya is because they had a Braisa that actually reversed the Shitas, and the Braisa actually brings down the opposite Shitas, that Gazal Behem Veskina, Avodim Veskina, Mishalom Kishas Egzela, is actually Div Rameya, and the Chachamim, Bavodim Oimulaya Rishal Cholofanecha, and therefore in the Chanami, Rameya is the man that hold that we're not Makish Avodim Lekakois. And the Gemara continues and asks, Rav Shavik Masisin, Vavik Braisa, in the Chanami, he may have a Braisa that reversed the Shitas, but ultimately, how could Rav leave over our Mishnah, which has the Shitas reversed, and do like this Braisa? And the Gemara answers, Rav Mastisa Nami Ipratani, because he had the Braisa that switched around the Shitas, therefore he also switched around the gears of our Mishnah. And the Gemara now is, Umay Doichei de Rav, the Apach Mastisa Mekamei de Braisa, why is it that Rav switched around the gears of our Mishnah and the Shitas of our Mishnah because of the Braisa? Ad Rav Nepech Le Braisa Mekamei Mastisin, Lechur, since he had a Mishnah where we see the Tanakhama held, Mishalom Kashasak Zela, and Rameo Imeh Bavodim Oimulei Rishol Cholofanecha, and Lechir, Rav should switch around the Shitas of the Braisa. And the Gemara answers, Amri Rav Nami Masisin Ipchot to Asnei, and when Rav originally learned this Mishnah, his Kabbalah was that the Girsa is exactly the opposite, and he learned the Mishnah that Gazal Behem Vizkina, Vodim Vizkina, is Mishalom Kashasak Zela, Div Rameo, the Chirm Oimim Bavodim Oimulei Rishol Cholofanecha, and therefore he had a Braisa as well as the Mishnah that agreed to his Girsa, and therefore keep in mind that when Chanin Bav Dimi said the name of Rav, Halach Rameya, it doesn't mean that Halach actually follows Rameya, it actually means that I passing like the Rameya that you have in your Mishnah that states Rameya Oimim Bav Vodim Oimim Le Arishal Chol Fanecha, but I actually switch around the Girsa, and therefore I hold that that is a Shita of the Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon are Makish Avodim Le Kakois, and therefore by Avodim you'd say Arishal Chol Fanecha as Kaka in Nixelis, therefore even though there was a Shinui for this Eved, but the Gazlan would still not be Koina, and therefore the Gazlan could say Arishal Chol Fanecha, even though the Nigzal will lose out, and the Nigzal is receiving an Eved that got older. And the Gemara continues, being by Yisayman, if you want, I could tell you that really Rav only had his Gersa in the Braisa, and our Mishnah, he actually had our Gersa, and even so, he actually was Gersa in the Mishnah the same way as the Braisa, and he changed the Gersa in the Mishnah based on the Braisa. But Kilo Apech Chodim and Kamechada, the only time that we say we don't switch around a Mishnah based on a Braisa is only when you have one Braisa that says something different than the Mishnah, and of course, the Mishnah would be the more correct version. However, Chodim and Kamech Tarti Apech, where we find that two Braisa say one way, and a Mishnah says another way, then we would actually follow the Braises. Where do we see that we have two Braises that have the Gersa of Rebbe that Rameya holds, Gazal Behem Veskina, Avodim Veskina, Misham Kishas Agzela, and Rabbanon hold, Bavodim Oimalei Arishal Cholofanecha. So one of the Braises we already had, as we saw before, that the Gemara brought down, Mishun de Braisa Ipchatanya, and therefore we see that there was a Braisa where it was reversed. Number two, the Tanya, as we learned the Braisa, Hamach Lepara B'chamar V'yolda, Reuven has a Para, and he wants a Chamar, and Shimon has a Chamar, and he wants a Para, and they barter one for the other, and they now go switch to part of the chamar, and then it gives birth. Vechina meicha shivchasa v'yolda, or Reuven selling his shivcha to Shimon, and it gives birth. Ze'im b'shusi yolda, and Reuven says that it was in my rishus still at that point, and therefore I have a right to this child. Malo shoysik, and Shimon is quiet. Zochad boy, then Reuven is zeicha, as you have boy v'shema and boy odiv. And I in tesed the banan omer who states the manda omer the boy v'shema and boy odiv nicha. Have all the manda omer loy boy odiv. I'm rish shuhum and farish the shtika koyda damia over here since he was quiet. Therefore, it's like he was moida v'loy koyim any yadeya. It's not even considered like a tiny shema, and therefore certainly if Reuven was boy and Shimon kept quiet, that certainly Reuven would win. The Brisa continues, if both of them say that we don't know what the facts are, then Yachleiku, then you'd split the Vlad, and Zeim Bishusi, Vzeim Bishusi, each one has a tainus Vadai, and each one says that it was born when I already owned the animal, Yishava Meichesh Bishusi Yalda, then the Meich will make a Shvua that it was born in his Rishus, Lefisha Kol Nishban Shabbatari, Nishbon Vloim Shalman Div Rameya, and this din of Rameya applies both in the case of Machlech Par B'chamav Yalda, and also in the case of Meichesh Shivchasiv Yalda, and we see that you could be Nishbayin even on a Shivcha, and we don't say that Vodim is Hukesh Kakois, and we know there's a cloud of Ein Nishbayin Al Kakois, and therefore you see there are Meir holes like the first sheet of our Mishnah that Gozel Behim of Iskino and Avodim Iskino Mishalm Kishas Agzela, Shinu is Koino even by an Eved. We don't say that Avodim is Hukesh Kakois and Kaka in Nixelis. Finally, the Brisa states V'chamimim and the Chum Agra Meir that they say Ein Nishbayin Loyal Avodim Loyal Kakois, that even though in the case of Machal Parav Chamar V'Yolda you would make a Shvua, however you can't make a Shvua Benigay Amichesh Chasiv Yolda because there's a cloud of Ein Nishbayin Loyal Avodim Loyal Kakois, and therefore we see the Chum Amakish Avodim to Kaka, and since Ein Nishbayin Al Kakois, therefore Ein Nishbayin Al Avodim, and clearly this Brisa also switched around the Shitais of Ramei and the Chachamim, and therefore Rav also switched around the Shitais in the Mishnah of Ramei and the Chachamim, and when he says he passed like Ramei, really Rav was passing like the Chachamim, that the Chum hold that we are Makish Avodim to Kakois, and therefore Bavodim Imulei Shalchol Finecha, and Shinu is not Kino since Kaka ate the Xelis, and the Gemara makes this point, Hai Loch Ramei, so why did Rav say the Loch of Al Ramei? Since he passes like the second sheet of our Mishnah, L'chir, you should say the halacha falls on Rabbanon, which is Rabbanon of the Brisa. And the Gemara answers, Hachikam al lemaid afchisu v'tenisu halacha rameya. Certainly, I switched around the sheets of the Mishnah, and when I'm passing, I'm really passing like Rabbanon. But according to your gersa, that you have the gersa that rameya ime ba'vodim ime le'eri shel chalafanecha, so you should know halacha rameya, as that is really the sheet of Rabbanon. Therefore, I'm really passing like a rabbim and not like a yachid. And before we finish, let's point out Rashi and Diba Maschav Machlef explains why in this brisa we first bring a case of a machlef parah b'chamar v'yolda, and we talk about a case of chalipin, and the second case we talk about a case of meichus shivchasa v'yolda, and l'chayre in the first case we should have just given a case where Reuven sold a parah to Shimon, and around the time that he sold the parah to Shimon, it gave birth, and therefore we now have a suffix ayin in Rashi. However, ayin in Taisus who doesn't like the pshat of Rashi, and Taisus says very simply ochad milsad nakat shederach lahachlef parah b'chamar v'limka shivcha b'damim. I and Shum, and we will stop over here.